The Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners approved amendments to an ordinance that will likely curb the amount of money the county spends on public art. It can now constitute up to 1% of a public building's project cost and can go to zero in tough times. All projects will be capped at $150,000. But it was the inclusion of local artists, not the cuts, that were the big issue at today's hearing. The issue drew an impassioned plea from activist Marilyn Smith.
It means an awful lot. It can mean $25,000 to four people, and that can mean a whole lot in their career going forward and the good that they can spread from that. You have a lot of people on here that I do know who they are, and they're already very, very good. But we need to open up the door to the others that are local. Local people that live here and people that live in Pinellas. We don't need to go out of those two. We got plenty of talent here.
The commissioners agreed with Smith, but to different degrees. Kevin Beckner said that it would be best not to draft ordinance language limiting who can create pieces like the firefighter sculpture in Sun City or the Ferdy Pacheco pieces at the West Tampa Library.
I think it is important that we certainly support our local artists when it's appropriate. And perhaps when we're going through this process, there could be something set up like in our procurement where you get points for being a local artist. But I think most importantly, it is when we're selecting work for a facility or whatever we're going to be placing this art in, that it's appropriate and is it's appropriate reflection of the community. So I think we get into a little bit of interesting territory if we start saying we have to use local artists for our projects. And I'm not sure how do you balance and weigh that out?
Of the 107 artists the county has commissioned, 65 of them were local, with an additional 17 from other parts of Florida. Commissioner Mark Sharp said that choosing artists that are based in the Tampa Bay area helps reinforce regional identity.
When we've got a large art community, it seems to me that we should absolutely be, in fact, I was kind of shocked to learn that, you know, we might have a situation where someone says, you know, we obviously can't afford to buy any Van Gogh, but if there is a piece of art out there and the value is subjective and a committee says, we think this would be good at this facility, so we're going to go and pay a significant amount of money for it. That's not the purpose of what we're doing here. We are working to support our local artists in our community in telling a story about who we are.
Bill Iverson, the county's public art coordinator, says that part of his department's mission is to utilize local talent when possible, but that the term local is hard to define.
There are a number of artists who keep studios, say, in the area for half of the year. There's artists who teach here at USF who may not live here in the county. Also, the county, my understanding, defines local as, or local regional artists as this county and the adjacent counties. And our numbers are really quite good with that.
The commission ultimately decided not to include a concrete number for the local talent requirement, but appeared open to considering softer language. Such a requirement may not be a priority, since last year the county funded no public artworks and there is currently only one underway. County Administrator Pat Bean said that this is due to budget constraints. In other county budget news, all Hillsborough County offices will be closed next Friday, January 15th, due to mandated furloughs.